ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey, Jules and Jez here. Join us as we unpack the news of the week on Not Stupid.
The most powerful Anglican in the world, for the first time in history, is a woman.
And if you read some of the critique, it could be the end of the universe.
End of the world. You can find Not Stupid on the ABC Listen app.
And now watch us on ABC iView.
Hi, it's Sam here. Before we get into today's episode, don't forget we're still running our listener survey, and thanks to everyone who's already filled this out. We would love to hear from as many of you as possible. So if you haven't already, jump in and let us know what you think. You can find it in our show notes or on the website. Just search for ABC News Daily. You may or may not have noticed in the corner of a shopping centre or in a convenience store, the crypto ATM. There are thousands of them, which makes sense because there's a crypto boom. But increasingly, crypto ATMs are being used to scam innocent Australians out of millions of dollars. Today, business reporter Rhianna Whitson on why it's a buyer beware market with limited regulation. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Rhianna, over the last few years, as cryptocurrency has taken off, there's really been a boom, hasn't there? And Australians are pretty into it. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the actual estimates of the number of Australians who own crypto vary. Mm-hmm. Some estimates say that around 31% of Australians own crypto. Other estimates are far less than that. But there's no doubt that crypto has increased in popularity dramatically. Now, a big reason for that, particularly really since this Trump presidency, is Trump himself. So people might remember that Donald Trump, he used to say that he wasn't a fan of crypto, but he now describes himself as a crypto president. So we've seen very crypto-friendly regulation over in the US, and there's a lot of hype. And when there's a lot of hype around something like crypto, it tends to pump up the value.
Yeah, it sure does. All right. So it's become this huge thing. And now we're even seeing crypto ATMs, which I find slightly confusing because it's not even real money, right?
Yeah, well, that's right, exactly. Basically, what happens is that there's been this explosion of crypto ATMs. So in 2019 in Australia, we had just 23 around the country. Now there are more than 2,000. Mm. So you've probably been in places where crypto ATMs are located but not even notice them. Yeah. So next time you're at a supermarket or a petrol station, even a post office outlet, chicken shops, they're everywhere. Have a look around and you might notice a sort of small machine that looks a bit like an ATM. The biggest players in Australia are international operators, but there are some Australian operators as well. So they rent high visibility spaces for the machines. The rent they pay can be in the thousands of dollars to the business owners. So, you know, that's pretty attractive for a small business. But basically what they do is they allow crypto users to buy or sell cryptocurrency with cash or debit cards. Mm-hmm. So normally crypto is traded in online exchanges. The fees on those online exchanges are pretty low compared to the types of commissions that you see crypto ATM operators pay. So there is certainly a lot of money to be made by crypto ATM operators also.
Okay, but just to be clear, can you actually withdraw money from these ATMs, Rhianna?
Well, not all of them. Uh-huh. Not all of them allow you to do this. And we've heard from the likes of the financial crimes regulator, AUSTRAC, that 99% of transactions and the ones they looked at were deposits. Mm-hmm. And so this is what has raise the alarm with authorities.
Okay.
Basically what happens is you put the cash in, it's linked to an online crypto wallet, they call it, and it goes and it's transferred to that account immediately, and that account can be based globally. So it's a, I guess, a non-face-to-face way of people sending money without the normal checks and balances of depositing cash at a bank, for example.
All right. So, Rhianna, there are now thousands of these ATM machines across Australia, and increasingly, this is the big concern, they're being used for scams. Now, you actually talked to a Perth pensioner who got caught up in this. So just tell me what happened to her.
Yeah, that's right. So this is 72-year-old Dorothy Dial, a lovely woman. She was on her computer one day. She doesn't have social media. She was just on a regular desktop computer.
I just go on the computer, do my banking, and then I look at the news on the computer internet. And this morning when I was looking at the news, suddenly there was a very, very loud alarm, like a fire alarm, that came on.
And this message flashed up on her screen that said there was a Microsoft security alert. That's an alert that turned out to be fake. She entered some details. She got a call from scammers. And basically what happened is there were a team of scammers, and this all happened over the space of a few hours of a morning. These scammers, who said they were from all sorts of countries overseas, convinced her that she needed to help them catch a criminal. They told her that someone had hacked her computer and that they had used her details to access child pornography.
His name was Noah Brown, and he says he's from Microsoft Security. He stated that somebody has hacked into my computer and used it to service two website pornography, adult and a child. And I was shocked. Being an ex-nurse, I just get so upset. So I waited for about half an hour. Then a guy came up. It was Mark Green. His name was Mark Green from Philippines. And he told me that they want to catch a culprit.
And they said that the only way to help catch this person who'd done this, this offender, was for her to withdraw $12,500, which in Dorothy's case was her life savings.
And he stated to tell the bank cashier that it's to buy a second-hand car. And to lie to them, I said, I can't do that. He said, yeah, yeah, you can, and they'll give you the money. And after that, he says that, just follow my instruction.
Oh my gosh, so they actually convinced her to then deposit this money into a crypto ATM. It sounds like it's not that convincing, but clearly they were very convincing.
Yes, that's right. She's a smart woman. She's an ex-nurse. But the story was sort of so elaborate and these people were so convincing. And then they told her she needed to go to her local supermarket where a crypto ATM was based, and they talked her through how to actually deposit the cash into the crypto ATM. So she had to do this, I think it was $50 note at a time. Some of it was dropping on the floor.
And one of the lady in the shop, she says, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just trying to buy something here. She asked me whether I'm okay. I said, yes, yes, I'm okay. And I didn't want to talk to her because that guy told me not to talk to anybody.
She said they were so convincing that she thought that this was the only way she could help solve this crime that they'd told her had been committed effectively under her name.
And I drove home, I parked my car in a carport and I got into the house to sit down to have my cuppa because I didn't have my breakfast and all that. As soon as I sat down, had my cuppa, I said, oh no, I've been scammed. And I just got out, got into the car and drive to police station.
Oh my gosh. And I assume, Rhianna, that once she's put this money into this ATM, it's gone.
Yes, that's right. It's gone. Basically what happens is when you put money into a crypto wallet, there's really not much local law enforcement here can do. This money has likely gone to an international crypto wallet, and the police here, they're not going to be able to track that down.
Well, Rhianna, the financial crimes regulator, AUSTRAC, it's well aware of this, we know, and that's because Dorothy is not alone, right?
No, she's not, sadly. So They think that around $275 million gets put through these machines every year. Around 99% of those transactions are deposits. And they think that really of the most prolific users of cryptocurrency, that a majority of those transactions are related to crime. So there are the money laundering. So we've got people being recruited as money mules. So a money mule is basically someone who is recruited and who is knowingly or unknowingly then putting cash through these machines to hide its origin. And I spoke to AUSTRAC's Tim Lear. He's a general counsel there, the financial crimes regulator, and he told us more about what the regulator knows about crypto ATMs.
We started to look at crypto ATMs as part of a task force due to the growth in the number of crypto ATMs around Australia. A crypto ATM is a non-face-to-face channel. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or most are. And once you put cash into a crypto machine, it goes straight into a wallet. And if that wallet is offshore, that money is travelled instantaneously offshore. So it's a very direct way to move cash into an offshore account quickly and without any face-to-face interaction.
Now, interestingly, although the majority of people who own crypto are said to be younger people, the majority of users of crypto ATMs are people aged over 50. So that's another factor that really, raised the alarm with authorities and made them realise that perhaps majority of transactions, that these machines are being used for criminal purposes.
It's pretty amazing if crypto ATMs are so clearly being used for scams, why on earth are they allowed at all?
Well, in some countries, they're not allowed. So in the UK effectively banned crypto ATMs several years ago now. New Zealand is the latest country to move to ban crypto ATMs. Now the Federal Minister Tony Burke has flagged new powers for AUSTRAC to crack down on crypto ATMs.
I'm trying to make sure that our security, intelligence and law enforcement agencies all have the flexibility to deal with a really fast-moving, changing threat environment.
We're still waiting for the details of that draft legislation to come out. It's unclear if that'll happen by the end of the year or not. But at this stage, the federal government has ruled out an outright ban on crypto ATMs. The government is a little concerned about a potential legal challenge here. But certainly, consumer advocates are saying that we need to ban crypto ATMs to protect older Australians in particular and other potential victims of scams.
Is the regulator then, Rhianna, given they're not willing to ban them at this point, is the regulator trying to get on top of this to stop the scamming at least?
Yes. So in June this year, AUSTRAC announced $5,000 daily transaction limits on crypto ATMs and a number of other controls. It's now taken regulatory action against two crypto ATM operators. It shut down a smaller operator, effectively Harrow's Empires, earlier this year. It also recently issued another operator, CryptoLink, with a $56,000 fine, which some may argue is not that much for a crypto ATM operator. And I guess what's interesting too is even since the regulator announced those transaction limits, $5,000 transaction limits, that around 200 more crypto ATMs have popped up around the country since then.
Well, it's clearly already too late for people like Dorothy. So until these machines get banned or there are actually stricter rules, Rhianna, I suppose it really is buyer beware.
Yes, sadly, that is the case. Now, the Australian Federal Police, they have been putting up signs around the place, but we went and filmed a bunch of crypto ATMs and we didn't see signs. But when you've got scammers that are so convincing, that's not really going to be effective, say consumer advocates. Now, the other side of this is the crypto industry. They, of course, defend the use of these machines. They say that there are legitimate users of these machines and that they are abiding by the regulations that are in place. They say that with banks cracking down on risky transactions and doing things like debanking people sometimes who are trying to move money into cryptocurrency, that there is a legitimate use for these machines. So we're not saying that every single transaction that occurs on these machines is dodgy, facilitating crime in some way, but certainly the regulator seems to think that the large bulk of the transactions are facilitating crime.
Rhianna Whitson is a business reporter with the ABC. This episode was produced by Sydney Pede, Sam Dunn and Jessica Wukyanov. Audio production by Cinnamon Nippard. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Don't forget to fill out our listener survey, which you'll find in the show notes or on our website. Thanks for listening.